East Coast Breakfast.
South Africa, banking is a thing, right?
Is it?
I'm not saying it only happens
everywhere
in South Africa. No, it's a but I think here we do it differently. So last week I saw a meme about a child who was, or this little boy who was watching Arsenal and Newcastle. It was a midweek game, and then before Sky Sports News went to half time, they showed this kid on TV because he's a proper Geordie fan and he was going crazy. And then the school teacher saw this this boy on TV and says, I'll just read it quickly. He says, "Dear parents, just to let you know that Sammy's absence from school will now be marked as unauthorized. This is due to media footage showing him away in London at a football match." Which, the boy, and Sammy looks like he was in grade one, and it was like day two of back to school. So I'm like, hey, this guy is bunking day two already. And I thought of my bunking story. I wasn't caught out like Sammy did, but I liked this girl.
Here's the story starting. Girl. Obviously, that's this guy's girl. Story, yes.
Yeah.
There was a girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At another school in Pinetown that only has girls. And we.
A girl's school that only has girls. Radical.
In Pinetown. Okay. Thank you, Sky, for the name of school.
No.
Anyway.
I didn't name the school. I said in Pinetown only has girls.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yes, I couldn't see her during the weekend because obviously I was this elite sportsman at school. So I needed to play, like cricket 50 overs all of Saturday. And then on Sunday, I had to go to church and all this kind of stuff. So we decided to meet up for an ice cream at her house.
Okay.
But I couldn't just tell my black parents, hey, I'm going to meet this girl for an ice cream at her house. Yeah. So I went to school all dressed up, but then I didn't leave the bus.
Yeah.
I hid at the back. I spoke to the boys. Then listen, just don't say anything. If Ronnie asks where I am, because I'm obviously the loudmouth in the bus, everyone knows. Like when I'm leaving, I'm like, sure, Ronnie, but you know. The bus, I think it parks in Pinetown. You know, I had this whole thing planned out. And that's where the bus driver saw me, like as he was locking the bus.
I'm like, at the depot.
Fell asleep. At the depot. So that's all. I now plead to him, like, please don't tell Mrs. Lefort that I'm here. I just say Mrs. Lefort is our headmistress.
Yeah.
And that's how, I don't know, if I was caught bunking, I get Ronnie caught me.
No, you were caught.
That's how I bunked school, and that's my bunking school story.
I never did it again, the ice cream with the girls, so you got caught, yeah. But I think most people have. Sky, the problem was, you got in the bus. I used to go dressed up, full school uniform, bag, books, everything.
Yes. Mm.
Go to the bus, because my parents got to work. And then by the time they'd come back home in the afternoon, I'd be like, oh, funny story, I went to the bus this morning to get to school, and then it left me.
Just left me.
I wasn't on time. Yeah. I used to always come up with something, and then it's like, oh, I'm back home.
Yeah.
So then I should just not, I should go to the bus, then not get on, and go back home.
Yes.
And then say the bus left me.
Quite a successful bunk.
That's a good bunk. But I think most people have a story about being caught bunking. Let us know, 061-792-9495.
I was in grade 8, and you know, grade 8 is a time where you're supposed to be scared of everyone. So I made friends with the grade 12s. They decided that they need to bunk school, and I decided, they're my new friends, I'm going to do what they say. We went to the back of the school, and we jumped over the fence. So when you jump over, it's a highway. So as we jumped over, there was a whole bunch of polices. I don't know what they were doing there, but they were just there. I don't know whether to start laughing or crying. And they made us jump back over this fence, and we marched straight to the principal's office. And you would think that after this, we will never ever do it again. But mind you, we did it again.
Sky told us a story about the one time he was bunking and he got caught. Well, we've now been inundated with some calls.
How's it, ECR? It's Brandon from Hillcrest.
Hey, Brandon.
Also went to school with Sky. High school in 2008.
Yeah.
Listening to his story, and definitely not the only time that he's bunked. I can give affirmation of that. I also wouldn't see him in classes we were supposed to be in.
Yep.
And definitely having a good laugh here.
Sky, we're going to have to revise that story about that one time you went bunking and the one time you got caught. We'll circle back to that. Good morning, Kaylee.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are well. So you got caught bunking, Kaylee. What happened?
We had been given two different timesheets and decided that we did not want to use the second timesheet because we had a double lecture with the same lecturer.
Yeah.
And decided as a group to go down to the local Wimpy down the road, had breakfast, and while we're having breakfast, who walks in but the lecturer?
So the lecturer decided, oh, look, no one came to my class. I'm going to go down to Wimpy. He went down to the same one you had.
Yeah, it was down the road from the college. So, yeah. Oh,
so what did you guys do? Did you take the class in Wimpy?
No.
Hey, Sky, how are you, brother?
Hey, Fitz. Hey, my files are coming out, Chief. Give us your file.
I never got caught, right?
That's my
man. My story is when we would play home games at our school on the weekend, what I would do is I would bring tools like screwdrivers, hammers, spanners, and all the works. And what I would do is go to the maths class and open the lock, put a piece of metal in there to block off the class door, so that on the Monday morning we wouldn't have to attend the maths class.
Oh wow!
Wait, so you committed vandalism not to do maths
and to encourage team
what?
Mass
did
bunking.
You ever get caught though? That's so smart, by the way.
So no, I never got caught. They didn't know who it was. Only my friends knew that it would be me. If we had a home game, the guys would know that. Oh, wow, the double maths. We're not attending that on Monday morning.
That's amazing.
Sickly.
How's it, guys? How are you doing?
Lacka, man. Bunking, eh? What's the story there?
But I don't really have a bunking story. I had a massive problem. My mom was the head of school.
Oh, snap.
But I did manage to lead a coup against the Afrikaans teacher. The poor Afrikaans teacher. I don't know why it's always Afrikaans teacher. But I rallied all the boys, which was like 15 in the class at the time. And I said, gents, we out. And we ducked down to the bottom field, and we hid out there for the hour of class. So, that didn't end too well for me, though.
No. I was going to say, because now you live, not just she's your mom, like you live with the head of school, so she's going to punish you every day.
Yeah, it's not a great way to start and end the day, let me just say that.
No.
Hello, Elaine.
Hi, guys.
So tell us, how were you caught bunking, Elaine?
It was actually all your guys' fault.
What did we do?
No.
So this was, yes, I bunked when I was in high school, but this was when I was in college after school.
Yeah.
So it was in March. It was Easter. And this was like 20 years ago, right? So there used to be a festival at North Beach around the Easter weekend called the Easter Affair. And East Coast Radio was broadcasting live from what was then the Fab Cab. Not sure if you guys remember that.
Yeah.
It was the coolest black cab ever.
Yeah.
So a few of our friends decided we were going to bunk college and classes that day and go to the Easter Affair at North Beach and go there for actually East Coast Radio.
Yeah.
So we loved Damon Beard. He was going to broadcast from 9. Yeah. So we bunked classes, went to North Beach, stood outside the cab and just stared at him the entire time.
Yeah.
Only for him to call us into the cab and then interview us live on air.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. No chance of us getting caught, right? Because a few of our friends, we were all in different years, different courses. So there's no way a bunch of us were going to get caught.
Yep.
But here we are, live on radio. He asked us for our names, asked us which college we go to.
And you gave him correct information.
Yes, you know, we were on the spot. This was our 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
So we were thrilled. We answered all the questions, so chuffed with ourselves. Yeah. We were on air. We met Damon Beard.
Yeah.
We were so excited. Only for us to go back to college the next day and be summoned in the same name order that we were in to the principal's office.
Yeah.
We go to the principal's office, we sit down, or some of us are standing, and then he points to his little radio in his office and says,
snap.
Meet my little radio that's permanently tuned on the East Coast Radio. And that's there was just silence, you know, mic drop moment.
Yes.
And we realized we just incriminated ourselves the day before.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.